This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes. You're listening to In Focus 906 on a colder than I would like it, March 14th. Day here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and also Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman. If you have any questions, comments for these guys, be sure to give us a call, 785-537-1350. And first, welcome this morning. And let me go ahead and just ask the question that's on everybody's mind. Who do you guys have in your brackets?
Oh, I don't follow sports as closely as I should, or maybe I shouldn't follow them closely at all, but it's I haven't attempted to make one yet.
Okay, K-State in the Final Four for Ben Wilson. I'll go ahead and just mark you down.
I hope so.
Welcome, Brady. I'm kind of in the same position as Commissioner Wilson. I don't normally fill out a bracket. When I do, it's just random picks. So I do have, I hope K-State does well, obviously.
Maybe you guys should have a commissioner's bracket. You all come together, try to agree on one bracket.
Do a lot of coin flipping in the process.
There you go. Might work just as well. And, I'll go through it and I'll try and break it down. I'll compare stats and season stats, look at their schedules, try and break it all down. And most of the time my bracket's busted in the second day. So it's just kind of one of those things. Well, lots to talk about. It's starting to get to that busy time of the year for county commissions, not just our county commission, but across the state as we kind of inch closer and closer to budget season. And, Clancy, with you here, we'll go ahead and maybe just dive into the legislative aspect of kind of this budget season. And we're looking at a lot of things I think is maybe carried over from last year into this year and maybe some new things.
That's correct, Brady. I wanted to talk a little bit about three different pieces of legislation that the Board of County Commissioners supported for this session. There hasn't been a lot of action on them yet, but they're still out there. Those three were, first of all, that the commission had renewed interest in trying to get legislation that makes it possible for county treasurers across the state to withhold automobile tag renewal if someone owes delinquent real property tax. And that's a distinction I'll come back to that's important. The second one, Commissioner Wilson, actually, my recollection is, supported this initially, brought this up to the board's attention, the possibility of a constitutional amendment protecting county home rule authority in the state constitution. And it sounds pretty esoteric, but it's something that's pretty important, and I'll come back to that. And third and finally, the board did support amending the current concealed carry law in one aspect. Currently under the existing law for concealed carry, if a public employee is engaged in concealed carry inside a building and there's some kind of an incident that results in a lawsuit, then the county where the employee works, the county is immune from any kind of damages. Right now, that does not apply because of the way the statute was drafted, that does not apply if that same incident happens outside of a building. And so the board's asked that be changed.
Okay, we did have a caller. And caller, you are on In Focus.
Well, this weekend with our fake Patrick's Day, I was embarrassed at how dark this parking lot is over here at the police center. You know, we have the monopoly of the electrical supply here in the county, and they put up the street lights all down through the county, but yet we have this unlit lack of light over here in the parking for the police officers changing three shifts a day, and especially this weekend with everybody here. I wish we could we've already got the power poles all the way around the outside of the parking lot. I wish we could have the monopoly streetlights put on those power poles. Thank you. When you get to the law board, do that kind of work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. To be honest, I'm not sure I've driven past the police department at night very often, but I'll talk with our police department about that and get their input. I will comment that on Fake Patty's Day, the police department basically moved most of their staff to a temporary headquarters at the Weefald Pavilion at City Park, rather than everybody being down at the police station, but that's probably a secondary issue.
All right. Thank you, caller. And anybody else who wants to call in, don't be shy. 785-537-1350. And Clancy, we were talking about some of the legislative issues coming up. Some of those you mentioned as far as odds that the county might get some favor on that in this session. How's that looking?
Sure, that's a good question, and that's always part of the evaluation that the commission makes in terms of how much time to spend on something, because the last thing the board wants to do is waste time on something that has no chance of passage. And that has an impact on certainly the first two items that I described. The one that's, I'm going to jump to the second one here, the protection of county home rule. That's a pretty important one from the point of view of not just of Riley County, but counties across the state. Counties and cities have what's called home rule, and all that means is they have the power to enact legislation, much like the state legislature. But there's a great difference in how the home rule for both cities and counties is protected. Right now, cities have had since about 1960 constitutional protection of home rule. There was a constitutional amendment voted on statewide that gave cities the power to legislate locally across the state. And they don't have unlimited authority. They cannot enact legislation at the local level of cities that conflicts with state law. They cannot do that. But other than that, they have a great deal of authority to meet local needs by passing ordinances, resolutions of their own that deal with local matters. While counties have home rule authority also, county home rule is not protected in the Constitution. It was not granted by the legislature by virtue of a constitutional amendment voted on statewide. Instead, the legislature granted that authority to counties across the state by simply passing a law back in 1974. And initially, there were only 8 restrictions on county home rule. That's what the initial statute back in 74 said. Well, part of the issue is, over time, since 1974, that list has grown. There are no longer 8. There's 39 restrictions on county home rule. And we see that, I think counties across the state see that growing. And what it does is it restricts counties' flexibility across the state. They cannot meet certain local conditions. They can't be as creative as they would like to be, perhaps, by virtue of enacting a resolution, passing it, having the public speak out about it. But cities can do so. And this difference in treatment is something that the counties would like, I think across the state would like to see changed. I know Riley County would like to see protection of that authority in the Constitution. That matters because, and the reason it matters is because since the legislature granted that authority by statute, they can also take it away. They could decide, you know, overnight that they don't want counties to have the ability to legislate locally and simply wipe it out. And for that reason, we think it's worthwhile to get that protection of county home rule authority and allow them the flexibility to meet their constituents' needs in the most creative ways possible.
And I imagine from the Riley County's perspective, when you're talking about those 30 or so restrictions that they add to that, I'm sure that from a state perspective, they're thinking of some sort of one-size template-fits-all. But Riley County is not like a lot of other counties in the state.
So. I think that's true, Brady. I think, and there's plenty of counties, I think, that could say that they're more probably more active, more creative. Maybe they have a greater need to be flexible. Certainly some of the smaller counties in the far western part of the state, or even in the southeast part of the state, maybe doesn't really appeal to them because they don't deal with the kind of issues that counties like Riley County deals with. So I think that's fair to say that a lot of times state legislation, when you try and do a cookie-cutter solution, it doesn't fit for everybody. But this particular piece of legislation, I mean, one of the really gratifying things is we did have a hearing on it just this session in front of the House Federal and State Affairs. And I would say that the committee, as I reported back to the commissioners at the time, they asked great questions. They seemed on task. They understood what the issue was. And even the chairman of the committee, I thought it was interesting how he framed the issue. After hearing from both proponents and opponents and hearing questions from the committee members, of those of us who were there, the bottom line, he didn't say this exactly this way, but he said, what they're really asking for, the way I'm looking at this, speaking as the chairman, he said, it looks to me like they just really, quite frankly, in some level, don't really trust the legislature and would like some protection so that they retain their local authority. And on some level, there's an element of that in this. I mean, cities don't have to worry about the legislature deciding one evening that, well, it's cities are becoming kind of a pest and we really want to tell them more about how to operate locally and we need more control at the state level. Let's just repeal this. They can't do that. Because it's protected in the Constitution, they would have to jump through a number of hoops. They'd have to have greater majorities in each of the two chambers at the legislature agree that there needed to be that change, and then it would have to be repealed that way through a statewide vote.
And either of you can answer this question. When it comes, what's an example of a conflict as far as when this would come into play as far as home rule and with the county and the state?
Sure.
What situation could maybe come up?
I think one of the big issues comes down to tax policy. The state legislature has restrictions on the counties in terms of what, not just the tax lid and total amount of property taxes they can collect, but also the type of taxes. For instance, cities can have a transient guest tax for hotels, counties can't.
And for no other reason other than just that the legislature says they can't.
More restrictions in state statute on counties than on cities. Also, I guess I don't know for sure that cities can have an income tax in Kansas, but with state regulations on counties, we can't have the flexibility to say, well, in order to decrease property tax, we want to do an income tax since that might be specifically good for Riley County because we've got so many properties between Fort Riley and K-State that are exempt from property taxes. Maybe it'd make more sense here to do what the state historically has done with a three-legged approach with income tax, property tax, and sales tax, or just focus on income or sales tax and not property tax. But I think the local levels of government should be free to have that flexibility for what best fits the needs of their community rather than having one-size-fits-all policy from the state.
All right. With that, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. Here with Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Councilor Clancy Holman. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.